On our final Beaver Fever Friday of the season, joined by Rachel Wold of the BSU women's golf team, played in the NSIC championships this past weekend. This has been a recurring theme with most of the spring athletes, but how tough has this spring been with all the snow and not a whole lot of practice time or chances to get out and play?
We actually haven't had any practice time outside on the grass, so it was very difficult to have one tournament before the championship, but the practice round helped us out a lot, so I guess we did what we could.
Golf is something that, yes, you can. It is kind of like riding a bike. Things do come back to you, but it still takes at least a couple of rounds, right, to get back to training those muscles to do a swing the way that it's supposed to be done, right?
Yeah. For me, the swing wasn't so bad, but the putting was just not my best. But you do need more practice than just one tournament to do as well as you can, I guess.
Very young team this year. I realize that the spring part of the season doesn't give you a real good indication as to what is in store for next year in the future, but looking back to last fall and a little bit here so far this spring, in your mind, what does the future hold for the women's golf team here?
I think we have very good potential in the next year because the freshmen are very good already, and I mean, they will improve next year too over the summer because they'll be playing the whites or the farther back tees this summer and get practice with longer shots and stuff like that. They are all very motivated, so that's good. And next year's my last year, so I'm going to want to play as hard as I can and good as I can. So I think we're looking good.
One of those youngsters is your sister. Some sisters like being around each other that much. Some don't. How are you and your sister getting along?
We get along very well. I mean, we're really competitive and, like, we like to try to beat each other. But we get along very well. We're actually living together next year. So it should be fine and really good for our team, I think.
How has Coach Boggesen kind of helped solidify things and get things into a routine?
He kind of, like, told us how, like, get to the bowling alley to hit some balls at the simulator as much as we can. Keep working out because we can't get outside, so be strong, I guess, to hit farther. He is just really good at keeping us all in touch and get together.
Golf is a unique sport in that you guys don't always practice together. Even if the weather's good, you guys get out to the course when you can. When you guys go on a road for a tournament, is that the most bonding that you guys do?
Yeah, for the most part. This last weekend was actually a 10-hour drive, so we were singing and just being crazy on the car ride. And, yeah, I think that was the most bonding that we've done, but I think it really helps, too.
What do you need to do in the off season to get yourself ready for next fall?
Just practice as much as we can, as often as we can. Not just even playing rounds, but practicing on the range, practicing putting for more than one day a week, I guess.
How's school going for you?
It's going really well. I'm excited to be done soon. We got like a week and a half left or whatever, so it should be good this year.
Hopefully we can all get the winter coats off before graduation day for all the seniors. Good luck this off season and good luck next year.
Thank you.